So I will speak from my experience, own experience, saying what means respecting human rights being in the company. So just to give you an example, if you are a company and you struggle with the problems, business problems, let's say, for example, you got financing from the bank, then something happened that market changed, conditions changed, and you struggle with payment to the bank. So frankly speaking, at that time, you don't think about any human rights within the company. You're just trying to make the company alive and keep alive in order, let's say, at the end, to save jobs, which mean, let's say, respecting human rights. And my example is coming from one of the clients I'm working with now. Then the company lost due to the war in Ukraine. They lost most of their clients. The company works in the apparel industry, mostly on subcontracting based. And because Moldova now is considered with high risk country, so a lot of contractors, they went from Moldova and they switched to another countries. So I was invited to the company to help them to change their production on contract base, subcontracting base, producing their own products. So on the first issue, which I tried to solve, to see what is the situation in the company, because in the company there are 30 women working there. So, and my question, first question was, how is the situation in the company and how they live, not having, let's say, contracts, not having work and so on. And of course, many of them, they say that the most important issue is to have the work. It's one is to have the right to work. So in one is an issue, and another one to receive salary at least to cover some of their cost. So, and we introduced in the company quite, let's say, simple issue. I am not creative man, because I'm just trying to see what can be done better. So we just put a box and ask each lady when they have some problems to stick in the box the letter and to let us to see how we can solve their issues. This is from my experience now.